This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
Hey, it's time for Blown Off. Maya's here. What's up, Maya? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? How you doing? I'm good.
Hey. Maya, what's going on?
Oh my gosh. It's this guy. You know, we went on a date, and I thought the first date was, like, all right and everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, we called and texted a little.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
good.
And then he, like, hits me up to go out on another date. But he's like, you know, let's go to, like, this derby party, and if I had a fancy dress. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I could do that. Got my hair done, nails done.
Oh, wow, yeah.
You know, cute little dress, everything. He came and got me. He was, you know, dressed to the nines. Mm-hmm. Nice little tailored suit, everything.
Ooh, tailored suit.
Know. Yeah, got an Uber and everything. So I was like, okay, so we really got to have a good time.
Wow,
yeah.
this sounds like a great date so far.
I know, right? So we get there. And, I mean, it was, like, dope. The music was off the hook. The food was good. It was very upscale, classy, you know,
yeah.
Very, like, exclusive, not just for anybody.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Time.
That's great.
Yeah. So then, this is the crazy part, right? We leave, and he takes me home, whatever. We kiss, and I ask him if he wants to come up. He said no, he has some things to do. And I said, okay, that's fine. He gave me another kiss. You know, I go upstairs, he leaves.
Uh-huh.
So I hit him up, like, a day later. I don't get a response. Text message, no nothing. So I'm like, what's going on? Like, I thought everything was cool. We had a good time.
Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, I just want to know, what's the problem?
Okay. All right. So what is this guy's name, first of all, Maya?
His name is Daniel.
Okay. And you said you've been on a date before, and this was your second date?
Yes, this was the second date.
Oh, okay.
Like, and it was off the hook. Like, this was the nice party. He told you to get all dressed up, everything. He had a tailored suit. It was like a dream night, huh?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
That's weird.
That is weird. And now he's not even returning your phone calls or text messages. All right. Did anything happen weird during the date? Like, did you at any point, you know, I don't know, make out with another dude?
No, that's why it's like I gave him all the attention. And
yeah.
I felt like, okay, second date, you hit me up. So you
right.
must be really sick of me. So, like, why would you call me back the second date if the first one was bad? And I don't think it went bad because, you know, you wouldn't call somebody again if you didn't really want to talk to them.
Right, no, exactly.
That is true. Okay. All right, weird. Well, we can call Daniel here in a minute. We can find out why after taking you to this really nice-sounding party, because it doesn't seem like you would take just anyone to a party like
no,
that.
No, it sounds fancy.
Exactly.
Yeah, why now he's blowing you off instead of blowing your hip up. Let's give him a call, okay? You ready?
Yes.
Megan, you ready?
Yeah, I'm totally ready.
All right, here we go. Listen carefully, everyone. Don't say a word. Well, Megan, you can say a word.
Okay.
Hello?
Daniel?
Yes.
Hey.
Hello?
Daniel, can you hear me?
Yes,
I
can.
Hey, what's up, my man? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Who is this?
Daniel, my name is Mark Kay, and I'm here with Megan.
Hey, Daniel, what's up?
We host the Big 8 Morning Mess on 95.1 WAPE.
Oh, get out of town. How are you?
Oh.
We're good.
We're really good, yeah. We're in town. We have to stay here.
Yeah.
No, I mean, get out of town, you're calling my phone.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. I was like, no, there's jurisdictional issues. We can't cross the border. Well, whatever.
So do you mind if we talk to you live on the radio for a few minutes?
Wow, I'm on the radio?
Yeah, is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. What's going on, world?
Sweet!
What's the world? Daniel, listen, we had a quick question for you about a girl you know. Her name is Maya. You remember Maya?
Maya. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, good. Perfect. Yeah, you took her to a big fancy party last week.
Yeah.
Yes, I was going to say. We went on a date.
Well, why are you not wanting to go on any more dates with her? Because she says she thought you guys had a good time.
And now you're ignoring her phone calls.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm ignoring her phone. No, I'm not ignoring her phone. I've just been busy. We had a good time. I took her to this derby date. It was really cool.
Yeah.
I just been busy. And, you know, we went on a date. And it's sometimes dates, you just got to take your time and figure it out. You know what I mean?
But is there like a specific reason why you don't want to see her anymore, or are you just?
Because it seems, you know, if you take a girl out to a fancy place like that, you want to jump back in as soon as possible.
Yeah.
You want to capitalize on that momentum.
Maybe she got the wrong impression.
She was not the first person that I would have chosen to have taken with me on that date. She wasn't like my first choice for that situation. I had to go deep on the bench for her. So, like, yeah, that's so I really wasn't, you know, seeing her again.
Wait, what do you mean deep on the bench? What do you mean not the first choice? Excuse me?
Who is this?
Well, quiet, so quiet. Who do you think it is? Surprise, it's your second date.
Wow. Okay.
Yes, wow. What do you mean? What does deep on the bench mean? Please enlighten me because I don't know.
It's wow. A sports term, actually, Maya. Well, never mind. Why don't you explain, Daniel, to Maya what exactly you mean by that?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I mean, first of all, it's not like, all right, so Maya, it's not like I said that to you. I didn't know you were, like, having this conversation.
But that's what
so.
You said, so. So, I mean, you did mean it because then you went to sex.
Yeah, I did. Okay, so what I meant was, so you know how, like, when you at the game, right, and you see somebody on the sideline, like, yo, coach, put me in. And the coach keeps passing over them.
This is not going to end well.
You're like making this sound horrible.
Was Maya your first choice for date for this event? Is that? I'm guessing she wasn't.
No, she wasn't.
What happened to your first choice?
You said what happened to my first choice?
Yeah, what happened to your first choice?
She actually had to work at the time that I had to switch the party that I went to.
So I was your second choice?
Really don't want me to answer that question like that.
Well, you have people on the bench, so you might as well answer it now.
I mean, yeah.
Was she your second choice or your third choice?
No, not my second choice.
How many freaking choices do you have?
Well, I mean, I'm a young, available, eligible bachelor dude. I have some choices. I mean, that would be rude to, like, put you as, like, a number.
It's kind of leading her on, though. If you take her out to this nice, fancy date and she thinks that you like her and only her, and now you're saying she's, like, your 45th choice.
What choice was she? How many?
She was my 45th choice. She was my fourth choice.
Your fourth choice?
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, seriously? And then if that was the case, we could have just went as friends. I didn't have to kiss you or nothing. Like, seriously, my man, like, you need to get it together.
Yeah, you should have just been upfront with her and honest about that.
Wasn't like I asked her to marry me at the place. We went to a party. It was fun.
Right.
She looked nice. I looked nice. It was cool. I didn't know it was being taken as seriously as it was.
Then, like, when I'm calling you, you didn't have to ignore my calls. You could have just said something like, okay, let's just be friends or whatever. Like, just to blow me off. Like, that's really whack.
Yeah.
Really wasn't blowing you off, so I just been busy. I mean, like.
He's been busy calling three other girls before you.
Yeah, right?
Oh, I know, right? Wow. Y'all going to do me like.
Let me ask you this, Daniel. Why did the other three. Okay, one girl was working. What were the other two girls doing?
Him off.
Yeah, I mean, why was it so hard for you to find a date?
Wow, so now I'm the one you're being blown off. Okay, you know what? The second one, I actually haven't talked to since. So yes, she probably decided that she didn't want to go forward anymore, and that's cool too.
Yeah.
People do that, right? Like sometimes you go out and just don't work out. So
right. And number three, what happened to her?
Number three couldn't find a babysitter.
Oh my god.
I can tell you what number four is going to do. I'll never call you again.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
All right. Hang on one second, you two. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. It's the Big 8 Morning Mass.